What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the Creator Spotlight here on the Spotlight on Fightful. I am Steven Jensen, joined as always by Jeremy Lambert. Our guest today is the two-time New South champion. We have all business Tyler Franks here with us. Tyler, thanks for joining us. How are you doing, man?
Doing great, man. Thank you guys for having me. Very excited to get to meet you guys and talk some graps.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. We've had quite a few people in like the New South universe on the show over the years, and you were one that kind of eluded us, mainly because I felt like, so we're going to get into a lot of this stuff, but you were the champion previously, had to vacate the championship. Hunter Drake wound up becoming the champion. He's held the title multiple times, and you guys obviously have a long history with one another, and now that you are back and you've defeated him to once again reclaim the championship that you never lost. I guess first and foremost, how does it feel to be the champion again? And more so that it was against Hunter Drake. And not only that, you guys seem to reunite as the Talladega Knights at the end of the show as well.
Yeah. So, it feels really good, of course, to be the New South champion. You know, New South was the promotion that I took my first bump in, the place that I broke into, had my first matches, really put me out there. So, and you know, I've been here, I started training with New South 7 years ago. So I've been, you know, it's been a long time coming, and that's a mountain that I've been working to climb for years. And, you know, to finally climb it last year was awesome. And then obviously, to lose it due to injury, out of my control is something that sucks. And it is, it's one of those obstacles that can make or break you. You know, you can allow that moment to linger, and you could have one loss turn into 4, 5, 6 based off how you react from that. But it was really sweet to climb that mountain again. And of course, to do it against my former tag team partner, Hunter Drake. And, you know, every time we get in the ring together, you know, great things seem to happen, whether on the same team or across the ring from each other. And it felt really good to get that win on him. And, you know, the moment after the match, I mean, it was a cool moment, but, you know, there's still a lot of things on both sides here before we could call it a reuniting, so to speak. Emphasis on the reuniting, you know, but Yes. You know, that's just something to think about. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was something that the, you know, I don't, when will this, do you know when the show will actually air?
You're asking the wrong guy here.
So I asked Carmen behind the scenes, and Carmen said that he thinks it'll be this week, if not next week. So by the time you guys, you know, watch this interview, hopefully you can also watch the show soon as well. I think it'll be on IWTV from what I'm hearing. I think that's the platform, but we'll obviously keep you guys updated on that as well once it drops. But, you know, you having that history with Hunter, I wanted to know kind of what it was like, because you mentioned winning the championship the first time and then obviously having to relinquish it and just now winning it. What was it like? Because it was like you guys had two pretty different trajectories after the Talladega Nights broke up. Like Hunter Drake went on and got the Humong Gold like pretty quick. Like he became the champion and the company kind of like focused him really heavily. And not to say that you had to restart like completely, because you guys were very, very over as the Talladega Nights as a tag team, but it felt like you had to like kind of reclimb the ranks throughout that process to eventually get that championship that Hunter got kind of quicker. What was it like kind of seeing the trajectory of you two guys and then kind of where you're both at now, where you're kind of back on like that same level, if that makes sense?
Yeah, no, I get it. It's one of those, you know, every time when you see it, when a team splits up, you know, a lot of times it's hard for, you know, a lot of people do the classic, the Marty and Sean comparisons, you know, and not every team has a Marty and Sean, you know, there's some cases where both guys go on a similar path. Maybe one guy flourishes, one guy flounders. Sometimes both guys flounder, you know. But I think it was one of those when you get brought in as a tag team, and that's all we really knew for a while starting there. I mean, we came in together. We teamed for the first couple years we were in the business, and you're on the road together a lot. And then whenever it changes, you're kind of doing things differently, becoming a singles wrestler and trying to find that groove. And, you know, I think it was a lot of trial and error trying to figure out what worked for me, what didn't work for me. And, you know, that really, you know, talking about almost kind of restarting, I had that moment early last year. I mean, for me, all the people that know me know that, you know, I was really struggling in wrestling and in kind of life at that point. And I was kind of thinking I needed to step away, because not that I think I can't do things. It's just, I feel like I should be doing these things at a high level, and I'm not at that high level that I want to be. So it was one of those sink or swim moments I put myself into. And after the Haas tournament last year, I left New South for a little bit. It was only a couple months before I returned and won the title. But, you know, initially I planned to step away to feel like, well, I need to find new pools to swim in, to kind of refresh things, try to find something that rolls for me. And then whatever happened last year, just kind of a switch flipped and things started. It's like a snowball effect. One thing goes right, two, three, four. It just kind of rolled up, and luckily I've been able to ride that wave and kind of get back to where I've wanted to be and knew I could be the whole time.
What do you think that flip switch was last year from the point that you were at to the point that you are now?
You know, that's a good question. I definitely think it was, I think it was like the Haas tournament last year. I mean, it was, I know going into it, I put a lot of expectation on myself, and, you know, I was really hoping I could win the tournament. You know, I thought that I was in the right position, and I thought, you know, I thought I had done the right things, but it was kind of that wake up call of realizing, oh, you know, like you're going to have to really show these people. You're going to have to really go and kind of do it on your own. And it was just that I just finally made that deal on myself that I gotta switch that gear. You know, I gotta take it to another level.
There was also the transition from all beef to all business that happened right along the way as well. What was the, I guess, kind of, if you can kind of just walk us through kind of the decision to make that change.
You know, at the time, New South, Derek Neal was the main player, one of the top players in the game at the time. And it was one of those, it came to me, the group with the Cortege, and to kind of take myself from the white meat baby face that everyone loves to that kind of despicable, always trying to be one step ahead, even if he's not in his head, you know, character, and just kind of that opportunity to be more, less about the theatrics and more about the being all business, you know, just getting the job done, strictly business.
Okay. I have a non-wrestling question to ask that kind of relates to the former moniker being All Beef Tyler Franks. Are you a fan of one Joey Chestnut by any chance?
Oh, I love Joey Chestnut, man. He is a funny story though. Because right now I live in the East Tennessee area, close to Knoxville. And there was I believe it was a bologna eating contest or something they were doing in Knoxville, and Joey Chestnut was competing. It was him. Glenn Jacobs was competing. And then, you know, it was sponsored by the Major League Eating or whatever that group is. So I tried to register to join, but I was a week or so late to get in, but I was going to try to compete and see, you know, I figured I wouldn't get close to competing with the GOAT, but you know, just to be on there, I thought would have been cool. But yeah, I'm a huge fan.
Oh, that's awesome. I've had the opportunity to meet him in person twice. He did a macaroni and cheese eating competition and a taco eating competition. And what was so funny about it was both times after he ate, like, he broke records in both of these foods in front of my very eyes. And then he walks off stage. No one's really paying attention to him, which is kind of the show was over, and he just walked to a tent and started eating Fritos bags. Like, he was still hungry and he's eating and I walked up to him and started talking to him, and he was literally one of the coolest human beings I've ever talked to in my life. Like, he's down to earth. I mean, it's funny because we're talking about a guy who, you know, slams hot dogs, but at the same time, he's the best of all time at something.
Oh, it's unreal. I mean, he has about as many world championships as John Cena, if we're being honest here. And what he's done, I mean, it's incredible though, because not any regular person can eat more than 5 hot dogs in one sitting without feeling like they've overdone themselves. And he's doing that in 30 seconds, you know? Yes. And it's unreal. My favorite clip of him was, I think it was a couple years ago at the 4th of July contest, when somebody ran on the stage and he's mid hot dog and throws him in a head. Like, looks like he's just keeps going, and he won comfortably, you know, just unfazed is the GOAT.
Yes.
Do you have a record for hot dogs since you were going to enter this competition? Were you training at all for it?
So no, I've never personally seen how many I could do, but I know I could put down a lot of food in one sitting. I'm a big fan of eating big meals. So I don't know. I didn't think I was going to win, but I definitely was, thought I could put a mark in it. You know, I think I wouldn't have came last. I'll put it that way.
What's your favorite kind?
It's a different animal when you,
sorry, I had a lag. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're good, bro.
Oh yeah. My internet's been messing up. I might have to change it here in a second, but I will say it's a different animal when you have to do a competition. And I say this as someone who has been in one unofficial eating contest is, I think I can eat a lot just sitting and be fine. But then being in the competition, completely different thing. It's like, nope, this is not what I thought this was going to be at all.
No, I think I did one. It was an eating contest, but it wasn't an amount you could eat at one time. It was so Action Wrestling did a show, the Hot Sauce Festival this year in the Nashville area.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And I was injured at the time. It was like a couple weeks after I'd injured my elbow. And I was out there, and they were doing like a they were donuts. And I was hungry. I was like, oh, God, I'm going to eat these donuts. I looked at the competition, and I was like, man, I want to compete. And I was like, I think I could beat these guys. So it was 4 donuts filled with Carolina Reaper jelly and sprinkled with Carolina Reaper dust, you know, on the top of it. And basically, who could eat the 4 donuts the fastest? And that was a bad call on my part going into it.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
You slam the first one, and you know you're kind of trying to go quick, and it ain't too bad. But then you're about midway through the second, and you start to feel the heat, and then the jelly is just. And then you eat the second one. You're on the third one. You're like, oh man, why am I doing this to myself? And I look over at the guy beside me, and he's already on his 4th. I was like, oh, if I'm not going to beat him, why should I put myself through all of this? You know, I kind of ate most of the third one. I was like, I'm not going to eat this 4th one. I'm not beating this guy. But that was a fun time.
That's what happens to a lot of the competitors, like against Chestnut in these competitions. Like eventually, they just realize, like, why am I even still doing this? He's so far ahead, and everyone just turns and starts watching him. Like, I always, like,
yeah.
At some point, everyone just like starts regretting. Like, if I'm not going to win this thing, why am I still eating this? Like, I need to stop. Oh, it's so funny. I totally lost my train of thought. Oh no, I was going to ask you. You said you like to eat really large meals. Like, what's some of the stuff that you like to eat the most?
Oh man, I'm pretty consistent on what I eat. I eat a lot of the same things. I'm a huge fan. I love steak. You know, steak is clear cut my number one favorite food, but it's a delicacy. You can't eat it every day. I'm a huge fan of like hibachi food, like the Japanese hibachi chicken, steak.
Do you do shrimp
rice.
Sauce? The pink
oh,
sauce?
Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, yeah. Gotta just smother that baby in it. I'm a big fan of my weakness foods are like donuts, cheesecake. Cheesecake's number one dessert for me, hands down. Pizza. Pizza's tremendous. Chicken, like specifically Chick-fil-A, the chicken nuggets. Like today I ate 20 chicken nuggets. They're tremendous. All day, man. I could just eat so much food. I could eat. I will say, while I was hurt, there was one day I was, I'm a huge Alabama football fan too. That's where I was born and raised. So Alabama was playing LSU, and I was like, oh, you know, I'm just going to relax. I'll eat a pizza. You know, pizza. I had this deal where you could do like a medium pizza and like wings or something for however much, you know. So I got like a medium thin crust pizza. It was like 12 boneless wings and the cinnamon sticks. And I got this probably, it was like 30 minutes to kick off. It was all gone before the game started.
Impressive. So,
yeah.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Oh, I wanted to ask about basically your training with Dr. Tom Pritchard and what that was like.
Oh, it was tremendous. So I went up there. I was there during the summer of 2020. We were the COVID class. And at the time when I went up there, I had been doing matches for a little over a year and had been training for about 2.5 years at that point. So going in, I had a little bit of experience edge over a lot of the guys, but the mental aspect you learn from it is completely unreal. It opens your eyes to a lot of things you didn't realize at the time when you're just doing matches and you're traveling. It's a whole lot of the reasons why we do everything. And I've taken so much from those 3 months that I was there to now that apply in every match. And by far, that was the best ring shape I'd ever been in, because it was 5 days a week. You're in the ring 4 days a week. And the building we were in, no air conditioner, hot as hell, one big fan. That's it, you know. And he wants everybody to work hard. But it's one of those, like, the people that want to succeed from his school will succeed. So if you see a lot of people that come out, you know, they say they're Dr. Tom guys, and, you know, they don't kind of deliver what you'd expect from a Dr. Tom guy. It's because they didn't put in the work. It's not because of the training that was given out there, because it's top tier. I'd recommend it to anyone looking to get in the business to go to Dr. Tom's school.
Well, and some of the people that, you know, have been successful out of that school, for instance, and I don't know if they would have been there at the same time as you, but like Hunter Drake, obviously,
yep.
Like, was he there at the same time as you? And what about Kenzie Page, or was she a little bit before you?
I believe she was in his first class, if I'm not mistaken. I believe she's in his very first class. But me and Hunter Drake were in the same class. And AJ Kazana, if you're familiar with him, was in our class as well.
Okay, nice. Yeah, you had a good class there, and a lot of good trainees. What are some of the I know you said there's like stuff that you learn that you still take with you with like every match and everything you do in wrestling. Like, what are some examples of that, if you don't mind us asking?
Yeah, for sure. Like for me going in, the biggest thing, and it sounds so simple when you break it down, but like the why you do everything, like the big emphasis of is like you do a lot. You're not going to go in there and you're going to learn how to do these insane moves, right? You're doing very basic stuff in terms of like movements and stuff. But the biggest thing is repetition. And the biggest thing too, like he had this one drill, I believe it's called the repetition drill, but it's really where you're out there for a long time. The idea is to be in the ring nonstop for over an hour. And the biggest point during the whole time is you're doing the same spots the whole time, but you want to do them as fluid the 15th time you do them as you do the first time. So it's the every time, like I'm in a hole, I got to keep my head up. Oh, the camera's here. Where is he grabbing me? Oh, it's my arm. You know, it's when you do those things to so much that they become natural. You don't have to think about them anymore. You know, it's just building it and beating it into you to where it's just, instead of it becoming something you're trying to do, it's natural. It's a repetition. It's a reaction. You're not forcing anything. A lot of those things. And then a lot of the just kind of the mental notes, you know, the things of it's really priceless, you know, to watch matches. You know, when I was there early on, I had a match over the summer, and we watched it in class later, because I asked him to critique it. He said, "Oh, sure, we can watch it during class." And you know, just the whole match, it's just every little thing just ripping apart. You know, but I wouldn't want it any other way. You know, if there's anything that, you know, I can learn from, it's not he's trying to tear you down to make you feel terrible. He's trying to tear you down because he knows you can do better. So just all those little things like that, you know, that is because his brain is just a well of endless knowledge. You know, he's forgotten more things than I'll probably ever know in the business, you know, so.
I want to ask about your NWA experience and going there for, you've been there for power, but then also the kind of the territory stuff, but what's that experience been like?
Oh, it's been tremendous. I'm very grateful for the NWA. They've helped me out greatly. And, you know, they're the first kind of major company that's given me an opportunity as well. So I'm definitely very grateful for that. I started my first show with them I did the Back to the Territory show representing Crossfire in June. I was in a scramble match for the junior heavyweight title, and I didn't go back until October, the October tapings. And that's where things really changed for me. Those went tremendous. I had the KFW, or now NWA Crossfire, their biggest show of the year, Black Harvest, usually runs every October. And I had the opportunity to main event against Tom Latimer for the NWA Championship. And that was a match that I really believe changed the trajectory of my career at the time. You know, that was one of those temporal like marker events that I believe really was huge for me. Learned so much. And then the next 2 days was their tapings in Tampa. And so I went down there and the first day I had a dark match, and from my understanding, everything went really well. And so the next day I showed up and found out I'm wrestling Tom on Power. So it was a complete flip flop of, you know, the first day you're wrestling a dark match, next day wrestling the champ. Oh shit. You know? And to get to wrestle him twice in the same weekend, that was something that, was a huge opportunity and a huge learning experience. And definitely,
oh yeah, you're muted.
Okay. Sorry. I was getting a phone call.
Okay.
but yeah, that was, huge moment for me, you know, getting to work Tom twice that weekend. And then from there, you know, I've been back to, every show that they've had, and I'll be there in March for Hard Times. So very grateful for them, and especially that weekend, you know.
I love seeing you in there with Tom on Power. I thought the commentary team did a good job too, because they like kind of the scenario was the Power match was non-title, correct? But it was correct, like, yeah. But the reason, like they were saying, like, we know we got this big match with EC3 and Latimer, so like we can't even risk him losing the title. So that made it seem like, you know, you're a threat to potentially beat Tom Latimer. And even though it was a fairly short match, I thought it was really good. You know, I really enjoyed it. But did you get any like feedback from Latimer or anyone else in the company after that? Like, you know, any like valuable feedback?
Yeah, no. Like Tom Latimer is one of the greatest people I've met in the business so far in terms of that. Like that weekend he had a lot of things I was very grateful to hear from him, you know, somebody that growing up, I was a huge fan of TNA growing up, big fan. And, so to me to get to work with the guy that I watched, you know, 10 years ago to now, it's like, you know, for me, that was a huge kind of full circle ish moment. And, to hear someone that I looked up to like that kind of look at me in a light that, you know, I wasn't familiar that other people looked at me in, you know, so to get that kind of feedback from guys like him and, you know, encouraging words from guys like Billy and other people, you know, like that's something that really kind of lit that fire in me that, oh man, I do belong here. I do belong at these places. And, you know, it was cool that weekend. I showed myself that, okay, I can compete with the big boys. I can, you know, I can compete for world championships. Now the next goal is to, okay, now I got to work and show them that not only I can compete in these matches, I can win these matches, you know? So that's, now it's cool to start building up to a next goal, because now I've learned nothing is impossible in this business. So, you know, shoot for the stars. You can land on the moon. So
two things. One's going to be a statement. The other will be a question. So the statement I've got is the NWA, one of their biggest fumbles was not going with Derek Neal when everyone was talking about Derek Neal to the NWA. Just throwing that out there. I still, you know, I'm still salty about that. The other thing, the question I've got for you is, I mean, obviously, you know, you can hang with a lot of these talents because you've wrestled and been around a lot of these talents, even outside of the NWA. What's it like seeing former New South champion Kenzie Page and her success in the NWA being not only the world champion, but also the tag team champion now as well?
Oh, I mean, it's huge, you know. You know, she's someone that is, you know, she's been a big help as well, too, for someone like me. You know, coming through the Crossfire platform, you know, you really see, you know, that's where you see people like her kind of really flourish, because there, you know, she's not only a talent in the ring, but she's doing a lot of stuff, you know, putting the show on, like, you know, running the show. And that's like a, you know, it's really cool to kind of watch and learn and see, you know, how she handles these things and does that. And then, you know, for instance, like to touch on your first thing too, I agree with the Derek Neal statement, man. He's tremendous talent, and you know, wish him a speedy recovery, and, you know, definitely would have loved to seen him on the NWA platform. I think he would have flipped like a glove in any major platform, to be honest. But yeah, you know, she's one of the young goats in this business.
Yeah, I just, for what it's worth, I think I've said this 1,000 times on this show and my other show on The Weekender. I'm always talking about how I honestly think that Kenzie Page is the most valuable commodity that the NWA currently has, like, regular access to. Like, I like that they have, the way that they built her to, well, almost knocked myself over, the way that they built her to defeat Camille for the championship, the way that they've really focused on her as, like, a main focal point of the show going forward. And I just, you know, I think that she's very, very special talent. So, yeah, it's cool seeing the trajectory of people that I've met, because I knew her a lot from New South prior to the NWA. So it's cool seeing that you're, you know, there more often now as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I really appreciate that as well, man.
Oh, absolutely.
What was it like seeing the feedback from somebody like Cabana Man Dan and saying from the three stages of hell match, I should say, not so much 2 out of 3 falls, but seeing his feedback and him saying like, yeah, these are top guys now, from bump guys to top guys.
Oh man, it means a lot. Like, Dan was one of those guys too that was very integral early on in my career, of being one of the first people to offer me to hop in the car and, you know, go on these trips and try to help me get booked and really learn the experience of being a independent professional wrestler, you know. And he's another one of those guys, this one of those hidden gems characters that, you know, when you find out, the people that know about Cabana Man Dan know his talents and know what, you know, he's done and what he's capable of. And he's definitely been really good about, you know, helping the next generation and helping get guys like me, you know, like, up to the level that we're at now. You know, like, he's tremendous. Nothing but good things to say about good old Cabana Man Dan.
Man, I still have very fond memories of, I used to go to the Basement East for the SUP shows, Southern Underground Pro, and he was like, that's where I think I discovered, I know he'd been around for a long time, but that's where I first started watching him, like, live years back. Bikini Bottom's favorite wrestler at the time. Yeah. Any other feedback from other kind of like veterans of New South that like kind of your relationship with people like Dump Sanders and like those kind of guys?
Yeah. You know, Dump Sanders, man, like, since day one, you know, he was there. He literally saw us come from the guys that have never stepped foot in a ring to, you know, just showing up every show, throwing boards on the ring, going to Walmart when they need to go get something, you know, sitting in the crowd to, you know, sweep it up after, to wearing the suits and getting choke slammed every week. Like, he was very great about, like, he wanted to help give us, I mean, he was, gave us the first platform, the first opportunity, you know, running New South and stuff. But when we were doing Thunder Child Security, me and Hunter, this was back in 2018 to 2019. It was before we ever had a match, but he allowed us to come out with the Hill GM at the time, Chris McInnes, and him and Dump Sanders were doing like a, they were in a feud and they had been in a feud for a while, but it was every show they would come up with a spot essentially just for us to come out and get bumped, you know? And at the time, I mean, I felt like on the moon. Like, I felt like the coolest person ever to get to go out and just be a part of a wrestling show and just go out there and throw a couple punches on Dump Sanders, get a double clothesline and get a double choke slam, you know. But to some people, they'd be like, why the hell would I do that? That's so stupid. Why would you already so excited over it? But at the time, you know, I just dreamed of always being a wrestler. So the fact they always looked out for us to give us those opportunities was awesome. And Dump's, you know, to this day, someone I could always talk to about really anything, you know, beyond wrestling at this point. He's like family to me. Like, he's someone that, you know, like, for instance, when things happen, like with the NWA, things so cool, he's one of the first people I tell, you know. He's one of the first, he's someone I can talk to about truthfully anything. So he's tremendous. He had a lot of, you know, cool things and good things to say about that match, and definitely gave us a lot of opportunities over the years.
When you had mentioned like you know, you've known some of these guys since before you even like set foot in a ring, and you were just like helping out with the shows and that kind of stuff. Is there like any like strange item or anything that you like remember having to like retrieve for someone? Because I know sometimes at some of these indie shows, like they'll send people to go pick up like a whole bunch of fluorescent light tubes or something, and it's like, I've never done this before. Like, was there any like anything like that you had to do?
I'm trying to think here. I'm sure there's definitely been some very, you know, off the wall tasks that I've had to do over the years, you know. I can't really think of any off the top of my head, but I know one of the coolest, I guess, at the time experiences was this was when I was like 2 or 3 months in, and I was hopped in the car with Cabana Man Dan and Donnie Primetime, and I went up to GCW for the weekend, and they were doing the Wombat show in Tullahoma, and this was 2019, and I remember being out there in the back, and that was the first time I'd been at a show of like that caliber, and I didn't really understand what's going on. You know, it was like the dub on like old Memphis wrestling and stuff like that, and it's how I didn't really quite understand, and I remember being in the back, and you know, Nick Gage walks by and was asking like, hey, has anybody got like a pack of like wraps, you know, like the Swisher Sweets, you know, and I was like, I got plenty, you know. So I was like, I can hook you up, man. And I just remember at the time, like, being able to just assist someone like that on that, I was like, man, I got, you know, I feel like I at least provided some value to the show tonight, you know.
Oh, I love that. All right, this, you might get a kick out of this. You mentioned Donnie Primetime. This is the reason I'm bringing this up, but my brother, he's not like a wrestling fan, but he's watches so much wrestling, like, cause he's around me. Like, he doesn't ever watch it on his own, but like, he knows more about indie wrestling than like that, way more than like the average person. And one of the funniest things ever to me was my brother was more familiar with Kung Fu Janela, and like didn't like, he thought when he saw Joey Janela that Joey Janela was ripping off Donnie Janela, and I thought that was like the funniest thing in the world.
That's tremendous.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jeremy, sorry.
I want to ask about a former opponent that you had, and you're free to bury him if you would like. Well, I think he kind of sucks, but Cole Radrick.
I like Cole Radrick. We had a good match. I've only wrestled him one time. And it was at the GCW New South show, I believe 2023. You know, I've been on a few shows with him, but I've never, you know, I haven't talked to him in quite a while. But, you know, I mean, we had a really good match. You know, I thought it was solid. You know, I think it was one of those I wanted to do a little more at the time. Like, I thought I could have done a little better. But, you know, I was proud of it.
It was probably Cole's fault. Whatever.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure your part was good. Anything that went wrong is his fault. It's fine.
No,
I don't know if this is a trap or not.
Cole is like almost like regular third mic on our show. Like, he's on here with us all the time. So we're just joking around. Like,
He wants to put me through a table. So like, I got a little bit of heat with him. We have a little bit of heat. Not too much, guys,
so maybe y'all should settle that.
No, I'm not sure. Yeah. It would not go well for me. I know my limitations, you know. I'm not dumb. I don't want to die or anything.
Right, I get it, you know. But I mean, you know, maybe he'd come and get him on his entrance, he might not see it coming, you know.
Well, that's why I try to get like other people to attack him for me, but everyone's like, oh, Cole's such a nice guy, such a good guy. And I'm like, fine. I guess how much do I have to pay you to like attack him then? I understand there's good people, but like money can outweigh if I can pay up enough to.
Yeah, money talks, that's for sure. Yeah.
All business.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you can put aside he's a nice guy if I'm paying you nicely.
Oh,
you know,
dude,
what I mean?
Yeah, I don't. Hey, it could be one of my cousins. You know, it could be the nicest people in the world. Give me the right dollar sign. You know, sorry about it.
Right, Kendrick Lamar.
Get you a drink after. Kendrick, you know,
Kendrick Lamar is cutting his grandmother off if she doesn't agree with him. So like, if it's good enough to cut for Kendrick Lamar, then I feel like somebody else could do it. Somebody who's just a nice guy. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
What are some stuff that you like to do kind of away from wrestling to get your mind off of wrestling, if anything?
Yeah, You know, I'm a huge sports fan. I really like college football, college basketball, NFL. I like playing basketball. I play with my boss and coworkers once a week, and it's pretty competitive hoops. You know, I like doing that. I enjoy traveling, but, you know, that's part of the job, really. So most of my traveling comes with wrestling. I'm a big video game guy. From time to time, I play college football on the video game religiously. If you can't tell, I'm a huge, huge college football fan. And then eating food, lots of it. You know?
Who's your NFL team?
Unfortunately, the Titans.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's rough. I mean, I'm a lifelong Vikings fan. I mean, we had a good season this year, but we haven't ever won a Super Bowl. So it's like I can't really talk. Jeremy is he doesn't even like to admit that he's a fan of the team that he's a fan of. I don't even want to bring it up.
Well, now they're okay. They started off terrible. Yeah. I'm a Panthers fan. Why would I admit that to start the season?
But Bryce Young turned it around, though.
Bryce Young turned it around. So I'll fully admit it now.
If he gets a little bit of help, you know.
You're an Alabama noise. Guy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I love Bryce Young, man.
Yeah.
You know, I think he definitely had a very slow start, but I think they put a lot of pressure on these rookies these days to excel so quickly. And the complete difference of his play from when they benched him to when he came back is almost night and day. So at least now he has that promise to show that, okay, maybe that trade is worth it. Now we can build around it, because you guys give up a lot, though.
So much.
So he's really gonna have to make up for that at some point, but you know, he can't do that without any help. So Steven, my dad's a Vikings fan, before I forget. Huge Vikings fan.
Very cool. So. Skull Vikings. I mean, I love the team. You know, kind of speaking of, like, Sam Darnold's kind of an example of what you were just talking about, a guy who was pretty much written off and then, like, with the right situation, proved he can be a really great player. I don't expect him to be I wonder how your dad feels about this, but like, I don't expect Darnold to be the quarterback next year. I think we're going to either roll with JJ McCarthy, or it might wind up being Aaron Rodgers or Matthew Stafford if he actually winds up leaving the Rams. But I like McCarthy a lot. I really want to see him get a chance, but it would also be I hate Aaron Rodgers. I mean, obviously, I don't want to see the same exact thing happen that happened with Favre, even though I wound up becoming a Favre fan for the two seasons he was in Minnesota. But like, it'd just be too wild to see that happen again. But do you have any idea how your dad feels about that stuff as a Vikings fan?
Yeah. I know he's not too sold on McCarthy, you know. The thing with Darnold, I guess he put himself in a weird position because he was like a rental, but then he played so good that, you know, dang, do we pay him? And if we don't, somebody else is going to. Do you tag him? I think the Aaron Rodgers move, I don't know if that would be the right move, but it would be funny to see him fulfill the same path as Brett Favre.
Yeah.
I know, like, a funny story, though, about my dad and the Vikings was that year the Vikings went to the NFC Championship with Favre. I remember for Christmas, he got this super nice Brett Favre jersey that, you know, was nice, you know. You guys go to the, you know, obviously what happens in the conference championship game happens, and I remember the game ends. He didn't take the loss very well. And I remember going outside, and there's his brand new Brett Favre jersey in the fire. Withering, just melting away.
He's talking about the after the Saints loss, the Bounty Gate loss Sean Payton literally had. I don't know how that happens. Sean Payton, I still have a grudge against him. Sean Payton got caught orchestrating that. He was suspended the entire next season, and he's still coaching in the NFL to this day. How does that happen?
Yeah, a lot of these things are weird, man. It's and then like, you know, like college football too has a lot of weird things with the penalties. Like they'll like some of these teams will get like severe sanctions or whatever for like recruiting violations or something. But like Michigan gets like blatantly caught in the sign stealing scandal, and there's a whole documentary about it. But they're probably not going to get punished at all, you know. And if they are, it's just going to be some variation of a slap on the wrist, you know. So I don't know. These things are weird. Yeah, and then, like, Josh Gordon in the NFL, like, somebody could, like, catch a domestic violence charge and be able to play like in the same year or whatever. But then he, you know, smokes some weed and they're like, oh God, it's, this man can never see a football field again. So, you know, it's weird.
It is.
Before we let you go, Tyler, one thing we ask everybody is, what is the coolest thing in your room?
To be honest, I don't really have anything super cool in my room at the moment.
It could be the PlayStation 5.
I mean, the PlayStation 5 is pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe my cat's litter box. I don't know.
Are you going to get WWE 2K26? Or sorry, 25?
Maybe when it goes on sale. You know, we'll see. I haven't really got too into a wrestling game in a few years. I mean, I like playing GM mode, but I don't feel like I would play it enough to pay the full price at the moment, if that makes sense. You know, not to sound like Mr. Krabs, but, you know.
Well, it's also like inexpensive. Like to get like the full version of the game now is like $100. I mean, it's not like it's a cheap game either. I hear you though. I wound up getting the one last year. I wound up getting a PS5 last year myself, and then that was like the first game I got for it because I was like, oh, new system. I got to play the WWE game, and I had a lot of fun with it. I'll get the one this year also. But like most games, you know, I wound up playing it for like a few months and then wind up like, you know, doing something else. So. You know, it is what it is. Still nothing's topping like the N64 games that I grew up on, you know, but yeah, that's a whole other conversation in itself.
Yeah, no, it'd be like that.
Yeah, it'd be like that. Well, hey, okay, you don't have a whole lot of cool stuff in your room. What would be the coolest, like, oh, go ahead.
Well, I do remember, I guess because it's not on my wall because I moved, it's like under my bed or something. But I have this really cool, like, it's like this big painting of, Mark Ingram from the 2009 national championship game, but I got it signed by him when I was a kid. He did like an autograph signing at the Huntsville Mall. So I thought that's a pretty cool, you know, piece of memorabilia to have.
That's very cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. That's
extremely cool. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. That's good. And then I was going to ask you just, this will be my last question, just pretty generic question, but like dream matches, you know, who maybe that you haven't wrestled that you think you could maybe wrestle in the foreseeable future. And then maybe on like a bigger scale, maybe down the line, like, you know, dream opponent type stuff.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give you a couple here. For me, the ultimate dream opponent, like if we're going to dream as big as we could dream here, for me would be Randy Orton for sure. He was, the first ever episode of Monday Night Raw ever watched was the episode where he pulled Cena's dad out of the crowd and punted him. And I remember just instantly being like, I ran outside, opened the door. I was like, Dad, he just kicked Cena's dad in the head. You know, I was just so like just so shocked. And it just ever since then, you know, I was the biggest Randy Orton fan. So him and then trying to think of some people here maybe on the indies. I know one that I would really like to have at some point. I'd really like to work with Jonathan Gresham. I think, you know, because I'm a huge fan of the technical wrestling that he does. And when I was early on, before I'd had a match, I did his seminar he had in New South. And I remember at the time, I was like, man, I really feel like, you know, a lot of this stuff is very cool. Like, and learning like a lot of cool stuff from him. So I feel like he's somebody that not only I can have a good match with, but I could learn a lot from as well. Them two, that's two. And then, man, there's so many people, man. Yeah, I want to wrestle so many different kind of people here. I don't know, but it's one of those, like, it's like a, I mean, yeah, I guess like a common question, but it's also one of those, like, if you really think about it, it's like,
and also, like, yeah, but that's exactly it. Like, I was trying to think also, and I'm like, who haven't you wrestled that, like, I really would want to see you wrestle right now? And then obviously, you versus Randy Orton, that'd be very cool to see. we'll keep that one noted for if and when that ever happens. So,
yeah, so I'll go ahead and put that out there, you know, like, hey, you know, New South, you know, now I got that championship back. Actually, it's not far from me. What else I got it. Oh god, I'm about to drop.
That's one of the coolest things in your room. You got plenty of
cool stuff in your room. This one takes the cake right here. Can't fit it all in the camera, you know.
Yes.
But I got this. I would definitely love to put it on the line against him whenever. And then yeah, you know, anybody else that wants it, you know, if anybody considers me a dream match or a cool match to have, you know, come take your shot, you know. The market's wide open.
Well, Tyler, we appreciate you joining us here tonight. Let everybody know what you got coming up and where they can find you at.
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at AB_TFranks. Facebook is just Tyler Franks. This weekend coming up, I got New South Flowtown Showdown on Saturday. Me and a mystery partner will be taking on Sam and the Wall, leading up to me and the Wall at the Haas tournament in a couple weeks. I'm excited for that match. Not excited that he came and beat me down after the 2 out of 3 falls match, or 3 stages of hell. But, you know, we'll get that settled. And then this Sunday, I'll be in San Antonio for Dog Pound Championship Wrestling, NWA Texas. So that'll be a cool opportunity, and I'm excited for that.
I also wanted to mention real quick, everyone to stay, keep a lookout on the social media for New South, because they have been making a lot of announcements for the Haas tournament coming up. So, you know, I'm very much looking forward to that. One of my favorite tourneys of the year, the heart of the Southern 16 tournament. So,
yeah, definitely a tournament that I always get excited about every year. And this year, obviously, I'm not competing in it because I'm the champion, but it'll be very cool to not stress about trying to win the tournament and get to relax and watch those guys. And hopefully I can tear down that wall that weekend as well. So.
You almost did it last year, made it the finals.
Yeah, I know. So close, man. So close. But now you're the champ. Yeah. So, you know, dual ends of the sword. You know, sometimes you can't have your cake and eat it too, you know. I guess I'll be happy being the South champion.
Well, Tyler, again, thank you for joining us. And guys, we'll be right back here on the Spotlight.
Thank you guys.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.